Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, here with Makbul Mubarak, the director of Autobiography. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Autobiography, as the title said, tells something about your life, your family life. Can you tell us how?
Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, Indonesia is a country who, for more than 30 years, was under a military dictatorship. My family worked for the government at the time. Now they're retired. And it's sort of like the autobiography of my life with my family during that time. That's where the title comes from. But as we develop the story, I think we also found out that Rakib, the main character, is kind of like the autobiography of Purna, the antagonist, and vice versa. So there is this notion of reciprocality and mirror and duplicity that also fits to the terminology of autobiography itself. And the third is, of course, it's kind of like a pseudo autobiography of the country as well, of Indonesia.
The theme of the film, I mean, the core idea and concept of the film is loyalty, and how can you be loyal to somebody who's not exactly morally reprehensible, and if it's right to be it,
yes,
or not.
Yes.
So can we talk about this a little bit?
Exactly. I think it's a very good observation, because one of the core values that are being taught to a citizen of a dictatorship country is this concept of obedience, and you are you know, judged by how obedient you are to the state and to the rules. And autobiography is a big question mark on this concept of obedience. Where does it come from, and how does it interfere in your sense of morality and sense of good or bad, and who you are as a person? And I think I don't have answer for that.
So
that's why the film, I think for me, it will be more honest for me as a filmmaker if the film is also a question mark.
Because I mean, the relationship that the main character has with this man, with Purma, is a real one. It's a very deep and emotional one. So it's like his father.
Is a
father figure. Is a person he worships and he admires.
Yes.
So normally the personal relationships are much different from the public persona that maybe the world sees. And how was it like this for your fathers too? I mean, for your family too? Because did they know, did they have a kind of a moral judgment on dictatorship, but they were still working for them because this is what they were supposed to do?
You know, like, under the dictatorship, everything that you said is present, but as a mood, because nobody was talking about it. Like, nobody was talking about their own moral judgment. Like, okay, I like this government, I don't like this government. You can feel it when they don't like things, but it's never said.
It's never said.
So that's why atmosphere is very, very important in my observation on my family. And also, I think it's a very important as aesthetic part of the film. Like, atmosphere, things that are left unsaid, I try to make it ever-present in the film as well.
Yeah, the fact that the lead character in your film, that his father, his real father,
yes,
actual father,
yes,
is in prison and he's by himself, is the reason why he grew attached to this older guy, to this older man,
yes,
to this,
yes,
older master.
Yes.
How was your attitude towards this double father figure, in order not to diminish the father that is in prison, but being real to the actual balances,
sure,
between the two?
I think the concept of father figure itself is you know, worth a question. Like, well, like, should you like, father figure, like a role model, like ideals of life, like, should you really find one and stick to it until you die? Right? I mean, like, find your purpose. And, you know, purpose is kind of like a father figure. You know, like, it's a phallic existence. And once you get it, like, should you stick to it? Or should you consistently deconstruct it and ask question Maybe if we continue autobiography until 10 hours, maybe if it's a series, there will be more than two father figures. There will be more father figures because that's how a journey of life is, you know, like consistently building and demolishing the father figure that you're building in your head.
In your head, yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Mahmoud Mubarak, the director of autobiography from the Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.